Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. 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 You know what I saw? I saw the hem of Jesus' garment all above us. I saw his garment, the very bottom of it. We want to be, Lord, like that woman with the issue of blood. She suffered for 12 years. She was ostracized. She wasn't allowed entry into close relationship with anybody. How many times have we felt that way? We've been ostracized, we've been rejected, we've been scorned or spurned. We've been mistreated. Maybe because there's something a little different about us. We don't fit in the mold. Let's just close our eyes and let the Holy Spirit minister. He's just ministering to us now. We don't fit in the mold. We're a little bit different. And we're wounded. That woman was so wounded, so hurt, so wounded. The weakness that she felt from this physical condition she had was one of her problems, but it wasn't the main problem. The main problem was that she was hurt in her heart from being treated like she was dirty, that she wasn't as good as everybody else. We've all had times when we felt that way. We felt like we just didn't match up. But she knew. She knew something. She knew that this was the hour of her visitation. She knew that this was the day and the hour when the Savior was walking into town, that he had come to heal her, that he had come to bless her and to turn her life around. She knew it. In the very core of her being, she knew it. It says, she said, if I but touch the hem of his garment. If I but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. This bleeding will stop. I will be able to reconnect with family and friends. I'll be accepted again. I'll have my life back. I'll get my life back. She knew the day and the hour of her visitation. And nothing was going to stop her. Nothing was going to stop her. Not the crowds, not the people telling her, get back, move out of the way, don't get close to us. We don't want to be made unclean by being near you. Even that didn't discourage her, didn't stop her. Thousands were pressing in close to Jesus. Not just hundreds, thousands. And she said, I will not be denied my miracle. I will not be denied my blessing. A holy determination rose up inside this woman. He will heal me. He will turn my life around. I won't be stopped. She pressed through. She had to crawl on her hands and knees amongst the feet of the people. Push her way through. Crawl. Nothing mattered. She knew. She knew, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. I'll be made whole. She pressed, she pushed, she persevered. She could have given up after pushing through for the first 5 or 10 minutes. She could have given up and said, I'm getting all dirt in my face. My hands are getting sore. My knees are getting bruised. People are pushing me, kicking me. She could have given up. She didn't. She was determined. I want my blessing. I want my blessing. And I do believe that God is saying in this hour, I'm looking for a people with that kind of determination that will not let anything stop them from my courts, from my presence, from the place where I dwell, where I visit, where my glory is beheld. I'm looking for a people with that kind of determination. And when I find that kind of people, I will meet all of their needs. I will heal them. I will restore their lives. I will bring unity back into their families and into their homes. I will reconnect them with their loved ones. I will bless them. I will heal those things, those sicknesses, those diseases, those problems that have been on them for years and years, those strongholds that they've been battling with for years and years and years. If I could find a people who will press, who will push, who will not let distractions keep them from me, then I will bless them. Of all those people that gathered before Jesus that day, she's the one that got healed. She's the one. Once she reached him and she grabbed a hold of his garment and held on to it, Jesus stopped everything. He said, who touched me? Who touched me? Peter. Impulsive, quick to speak, slow to think. Peter. Jesus, what do you mean, who touched you? There's hundreds and thousands and they're all pushing and grabbing at you. What do you mean, who touched you? Everyone's touching you. And Jesus stopped. He said, no, somebody touched me. Somebody touched me. I felt virtue leave my body. Somebody touched me. And this woman, trembling and shaking at his feet, said, Lord, it was me. It was me, Lord. It was me. He said to her, your faith has made you whole. Because you believed, because you trusted me, because you pushed and you pressed, and you knew that if you just touched the hem of my garment, you would be made whole. Because of that faith in you, you can rise up now and be healed in every area of your life. Jesus, we want to touch you. Let's just put our hands up. Let's just put our hands up. And keep your eyes closed and picture the hem of his garment. What is it that you've been struggling with for years? What is it? Sometimes we can struggle with something so long that it becomes a part of who we are and how we identify ourselves. This could be something you just started struggling with recently, but it could be something you've battled with for years. It could be a stronghold. It could be a sickness. It could be a family issue. Doesn't matter. Just reach up and grab. Grab a hold of the hem of his garment. Just grab it. Grab it. If I but touch him, I will be made whole. If I but touch him, just receive right now. Receive. Receive. Receive the miracle. Receive more than one miracle. Receive the healing for your bodies. Just receive it. Jesus, receive that healing right now. Receive strength, strength to your heart, strength to your lungs, strength to your bones, strength to your emotions. receive healing. Receive healing. Just receive it. He's right here. He is right here. Just like he was in that town with that woman, he's right here. Just grab it. Grab it. Grab it. Complete freedom from every stronghold. Grab it. Healing to your bones and your muscles. Healing. Receive it. Restoration of relationships. Peace in your families. Joy. Love. Just receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Push through. Push through. Push through the distractions. Push through the doubt. Push through. Jesus. Jesus, come. 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 Come and do miracles. Jesus, we believe. We believe. We believe and we receive. I believe you're here, Jesus. I believe, Lord. We just touch you. Just touch you. We will receive all of your benefits. Health issues, every health issue. Receive healing right now. Receive. Receive peace. Some of us have had a lot of turmoil in our lives and in our emotions. And right now, he's taking that turmoil away and replacing it with peace. Just receive it. That woman had no peace. And she left there full of peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are our glory, and you are the lifter of our heads. You are the lifter of our heads. Oh, how we love you. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Oh, Jesus, you are the answer to every problem, every issue that concerns me. You are the answer. You are my hope. You are my strength. You are my health. You are what makes me complete. You are my self-control. You're everything I need. You're everything I need. You're everything I need. I don't need a person. I don't need a job. I need you. And if I have you, I have everything. Then the job will come. Then the people will come. The relationships will come. Seek first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All of his goodness is contained in his glory. Seek his goodness. Seek his glory. Seek him. He says, you seek me like that woman did, and you'll get everything. You'll get everything. Just seek me. Seek me. Don't seek hard after money. Don't seek hard after wealth. Don't seek hard after being accepted. Don't seek hard after those things. The Lord's saying, seek hard after me. Seek hard after my nearness. Seek hard after me. Don't let distractions come in the way. Don't let the television or the computers draw you away from me. Seek hard, hard after me. Seek me in the morning. Seek me in the afternoon. Seek me in the evening. And you will find health and life for your soul. You'll find joy. You'll find everything you need. Seek me. Seek me. Don't let busyness and the distractions of the day draw you away from me. Seek me. Seek me. When you need comfort, run to my arms and I will comfort you. When you need hope, come to me and I will give you hope. I will cause discouragement to flee from you and hope to flood you and a fresh faith to inspire you. Not only that, I will fill you with my power and my glory. My power and my glory, it will be your portion. You are vessels that house the glory of God. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and his glory rests in you. And he wants to pour that glory out on everybody you meet. Stay connected to him so the glory that's in him will pour out of you. That's why we're seeing this manifestation of the gold dust coming out of our pores, because it's a picture. It's a reality. It's a sign and a wonder. And God is speaking through it, and he's saying, you have my glory in you. And my glory's pouring out of you. And I want my glory to be evident to everyone that sees you. I want them to feel my love pouring out of your life. My words coming out of your mouth. My power pouring forth from your hands. Touching the sick. Raising the dead. Delivering the discouraged. Let my glory rest in you. Let my glory have its way in your life. Let my glory have its way. You are the light of the world. When you light a lamp, do you put a bushel basket over it? Jesus asked the people. Do you put a bushel basket over that light? No. You are the light of the world. Let that light, which is the light of my glory, the light of my presence within you, let it shine. Let it shine for all the world to see. Oh! For all the world to know who I am as I display my splendor and my glory through you. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, how sweet your presence is this morning. How wonderful your glory is. How awesome you are in this place. Thank you for this visitation. Thank you for visiting us, touching us, speaking to us, encouraging us. And thank you for healing us. Thank you for healing. Oh, Kabasa. Oh, Basa Kaba. Kabasa Kiabakia. Just love him. Just gaze into his face. Gaze into his face. And just tell him you love him. He says he's just begun to do a work of transformation in your lives. You've just begun to see his glory arise in your lives. He said, I have so much more that I have planned for you. So many more miracles I am going to perform if you let me, by believing, by trusting, by abiding in me, and staying close and staying connected to me. Once that connection was made, once that woman got hold of the hem of his garment, everything that Jesus had for her was able to get through him into her. Jesus, Jesus, help us. Holy Spirit, help us stay connected to Jesus, to stay connected to the Father. Help us to keep our gaze fixed on you, to look to you for every answer to every situation we face, to keep you in that place of being our God, our friend, the lover of our souls. No counterfeit, no counterfeit will take your place, Lord. We belong to you. I belong to you, Jesus. I don't belong to sickness. I don't belong to infirmity. I don't belong to premature death. I don't belong to discouragement. or fear or dread. I don't belong to any spirit of addiction. I belong to you, Jesus. I belong to you, Jesus. The devil has no right to my life. I'm yours. I'm yours. And all you have stored up in heaven is mine. You said to the elder son in Luke 15, when the prodigal returned and the elder son was so angry at the mercy of the father, so angry at the party the father threw, and the father spoke to him and told him, son, you have been with me. You are with me. You are with me. What's he saying to us? You are in me, and I am in you. You are with me, my child. All that I have is yours. That's what Jesus said, the Father said to that young man. All that I have is yours. So, what is God saying to us this morning? All that I have stored up in heaven is yours. So, all that I have is yours. What does he have in heaven? What does the Father have in heaven? Is there any sickness in heaven? No, there's health in heaven. Do we need health? He said, all that I have is yours. All that I have is yours. Take that health. He's given it to you. Just take it. Take it. All that I have is yours. The streets in heaven are made of gold. The asphalt in heaven is gold. Gems, bigger than you can imagine, dot the landscape in heaven. All that I have is yours. Are you in need? Are you in need financially? Let's take it. All that I have is yours, because you're my children. You're my faithful ones. If I would give the best robe to a son that had taken all and left me and squandered that wealth in loose living, and when he returned, give him the best robe, what will I give those that remain faithful to me, that steadfastly follow me? I give them all. All that I have. All that I have. What kind of a mantle will he put on your shoulders? What kind of a robe will he put on your shoulders? Huh? What kind of a robe? Robe of an evangelist. Receive it. Receive it. Receive the robe of an evangelist. Receive the robe of a minister of the gospel. Receive the robe of the servant of the Most High God. I just see Jesus putting new robes on us. Just let him cloak you with it right now. A robe of righteousness, a robe of power, a robe of glory. A robe that opens doors that in the past were shut. A robe of health and strength. A robe of freedom. A robe of glory. Just let him cloak you right now in that robe. Promotion. He's saying right now, promotion. I'm promoting you. I'm taking your old robe off. It's kind of gotten tattered and torn. Walking around in this world. Now receive. Receive that new garment. Oh! A new robe. Let me cloak you in my glory. Ah, you can feel it, huh? Let me cloak you in my love and my approval. Ah. 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 You know, in this robe, our wonderful gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, are being increased. Visions, revelation from heaven, from the throne of God. Gifts of healing and gifts of miracles, they're in this robe. You've been hungering to be used by God. He's cloaking you with it right now. Do you know how few there are that love him, that visit him, that spend time with him, that make him their all in all? Do you know how few there are? There are so few. When he finds those few, oh, how he lavishes his love on them. You are that few. You are that Gideon army. You are those few that are set apart for him, and he's your all in all. Oh, today, Lord, we say, remove every distraction. Remove every stumbling block. Remove every worry and every fear and everything that concerns us that keeps us from being 100% yours. We want to have our focus fixed on you in a deeper way, in a greater way. We want our heart and your heart fused together as one. One heart, one mind. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You are our glory and the lifter of our heads. You are our joy and our hope. You are the purpose for which we live. We mean it, Lord. We mean it. Everything else in our lives is empty. All we want is you, and all we need is you, and all we long for is you. Just love you. We just love you, Lord. We love you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you would send your Son to die for us, that you would place your precious Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our lives, and your Spirit would rest upon us, indwell us, and equip us, that we forever walk in the shadow of the Most High God. I'm going to close with Psalm 91. You can just stay in his presence, and I'm going to read this for those who abide in the shelter of the Most High, for those who dwell with him, and he's their all in all. This is what he promises. This is what his word says. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. We dwell there. God, you're my dwelling place. When everything's going wrong in my life, I run to you. When everything's going right in my life, I run to you. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. No fear will come near me, Lord. No fear will come near me because I place my trust in you. My trust for the future. My trust for the plans I have. My trust for my family's future, for my grandchildren, my children, for the salvation of my loved ones. I have no fear because I abide in you. And everything that concerns me, you got it. You got it. Surely, he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Oh, Lord, what a wonderful promise. You set us apart for you. those that abide in you, those that dwell with you, those that stay connected to you. Like Adam, when you made Adam, here's this pile of mud on the ground that God comes and shapes into the form of a man. And then God gets down on his knees and with his mouth so close to Adam's face, breathes into his nostrils the breath of life. So close, puts his breath, his spirit into that pile of clay. And that pile of clay becomes a man made in the image of God to bring glory to God, to walk in close fellowship with God, to become one of his sons. We want to be so close to you. We want your breath continually in us and on us. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. That tent means the tent of your body, the tent of your life, the tent of your home, every part of your life. He says, if you make God your best friend and you become his dwelling place, nothing. What a promise. What a promise. Whatever the enemy brings against you, I'll turn it around for good, he says. I'll turn it around for good. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Huh? God says, I'm releasing my angels to take care of you, to give you the desires of your heart, to protect you and guard you, to satisfy the needs that you have. I've commissioned my angels to go forth and walk with you, bring you my messages, protect you, and supply you with the things you need. What an awesome God. Does he lie? Never. Do we have angels around us? Yes. What are those angels sent to do? To protect us. To comfort us. When Jesus was getting ready to go to Gethsemane, and he's in the garden getting ready to go to the cross, his angels came and attended him, comforted him, strengthened him. Those same angels are sent to us to strengthen us and encourage us and help us. If we abide in the shelter of his wing, if we spend time with him, if we live our lives for him, if he's our God and he's our friend, oh, the wonders he has for us. Oh, the glory that is our portion. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. What did David say? He abided under the shelter of the Most High as a teenager. And he said, when the lion and the bear came to attack the sheep, I killed them. He tread on them. They were under his feet. No weapon formed against you will prosper. The gates of hell will not prevail against you. If you abide under the shelter of the Most High, if you don't let distractions draw you away from me, if you don't leave me in the dust and go on with your life and live it your way, if you truly walk with me and talk with me and spend time with me, just like I walk with Adam in the cool of the night, in the evening, all through the garden, walk with me and talk with me and spend time with me, and then I promise you all this. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. The devil will have no place in your life and no authority to destroy you if you abide under the shelter of his wing. Because he loves me. Because he loves me. That's all he's looking for. Kids that love him. Kids that love him. Kids that serve him out of desire and delight and never out of duty. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. Ha! I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Gus, you don't need to worry about anything. You live this way. He's letting you know, I got it. I got it. You acknowledge my name, and you declare my name before men. And don't you think for one minute that I'm not more faithful to you than you are to me. That's the Lord's talking to you. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is a promise for every one of you as you abide under the shelter of the Most High. We have to know what God promises us so we can run after it with determination and go get it. That woman would not have gotten healed if she didn't run after it. She knew Jesus had everything she needed, but she had to run after it and go get it. We got to run after it and go get it. How do we do it? Stay close to him. Stay close to him. Spend time with him. Read the word. Meditate on the word. Listen to what he says. Do whatever he tells us. Do whatever he tells us. No matter how hard or how easy, how silly, how important. Do whatever he tells us. Abide in him. And everything he has will pour out on us. With that holy determination that that woman had, you chase after those promises of God. God, you said that I'm the head and not the tail. You said you will bless me and you will prosper me and you will promote me. You said it, God. I believe it, God. I stand on your promises. I declare your word and your promises. I don't declare the threats of the enemy. I don't declare the promises the enemy comes at me with. And we all hear them. You'll fail. You'll fall short. When you open your mouth to speak, people will ridicule you and make fun of you. We hear those things. I'm not going to believe those empty threats of the enemy. I'm going to believe the promises of God. They are yea and amen. And I'm going to stand on them. And with a holy determination, I'm going to chase after God. I'm not going to chase after the baubles of the world or the things my flesh wants. I'm going to chase after God. I'm going to love you, God, with all my heart, with all my mind and all my strength. I'm going to love you. And I'm going to let you be my God and my friend and the Lord of my whole life. Because you're worthy. You're worthy. Let's stand. And we're going to worship and tell him how worthy he is, how wonderful he is. What we do at this part of the service.